Yesterday was my older daughter's first track and field meet. It was a rainy day, but it was so cool to go to see it. It was at the local high school. And I realized something when watching all these different events. Partly cool because all the different events were happening at once. So, well, and then all the running stuff happened at the end. But it had a nice flow to it because there was always something to see. And I had this realization, which is that when I was in 7th and 8th grade, I ran cross country. And I gave up after 8th grade because I was too discouraged being around these juniors and seniors who were in their lanky, lopey bodies, really strong bodies, and here I was in 7th and 8th grade in a very different body type. And I just felt like I was never going to become that, and I gave up in despair. And then, lo and behold, when I was a junior and senior, all of a sudden I was coming into my lanky, lopey body, and I thought, oh, I see. And the cool thing about watching track and field, this is a combined middle school and high school, is that you have 7th and 8th graders competing against juniors and seniors. And what I didn't realize as a kid, but I realize now, is how valuable it is to see what you could become if you just continue doing something. You don't have to dedicate your whole life to it, but if you just stuck with it, you could become that. And it's a great example of how valuable it is to have examples in your life of people who've gone before you and done the thing that you're doing so that you can see what's possible. And, you know, even in extreme examples, it's even cooler. There's a 10th grader who lives up the hill from us who a couple years ago was just starting to pole vault at a time when there was an all-American pole vaulter at our school, a real prodigy. And that kid, Jack, taught this kid, Adrian, how to pole vault. And now Adrian, in 10th grade, just 2 years later, is a very accomplished pole vaulter. And he's passing on to my daughter, who's interested in pole vaulting, some of the things that he knows, right? And so there's being able to see this succession of skill passed forward from someone who's achieved a lot of it to people who are coming up and interested in it and realizing how much can be done in just a couple years without a ton of, you know, it's not like year-round effort. It's a seasonal thing. You do other things during the year. And sure, it's going to self-select for people who have a certain propensity, but maybe not. You know, maybe you build a body that is shaped by your choices. And I just think it's so cool, and it has me thinking about my own work and how I feel pushed forward by the people in my profession who are doing cutting-edge things. And thinking to myself, oh yeah, like, that's really cool. How can I incorporate that technique or that level of delicacy or that level of precision or just skill into my own work and be pushed forward by it? And how can I be that person reaching back and showing people who are a couple of years behind me what I've learned? And I wish I could go back to 8th grade me and say, OK, okay, so maybe cross country wasn't for you, but try track and field, you know? Try something where your different body type could find a place where you could excel. And don't just assume that if you're a slow runner now in eighth grade that A, you're going to be that way forever, and B, that there's not a sport for you. I wish, in effect, that I had... You know, it's not that I didn't see the people above me. It's that I had the exact opposite view of what it meant. I saw it and thought, well, there's no way I'm ever going to be that, so I should give up now. And instead, I should have seen it and said, well, that's what I could become. Same situation. Different understanding of what it means. Thank you so much for listening. It's a misty, rainy day here. I'm going to get to work. Talk tomorrow.